From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, March 28th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with an Urbana couple who's redefining what it means to learn, grow, and heal together. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A man in Champaign is being charged for a shooting that happened in July of last year, killing two teenagers and injuring two others. Police announced yesterday that Corey Butler faces multiple charges, including murder and illegal possession of a firearm. Investigators say one early July morning last summer, Butler opened fire in an apartment parking lot in far west Champaign. 18-year-olds George Doris Rogers and Danyaja Staples suffered fatal gunshot wounds. A 25-year-old woman and a 15-year-old boy were also treated and released for non-life-threatening wounds. Butler was already in custody at the Champaign County Correctional Facility when he was charged. Media scholar Robert McChesney died this week at the age of 72. The former University of Illinois professor hosted a show on WILL radio for 10 years. IPM's Jim Meadows reports.
Greetings. Welcome back to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, here at WILL AM 580.
From 2002 to 2012, Robert McChesney's weekly program on WILL AM often featured media experts and guests with a progressive left perspective, including Senator Bernie Sanders, activist Ralph Nader, and the scholar Noam Chomsky. In his own books and articles, McChesney criticized a news media that he said was becoming concentrated in the hands of a few. In a 2010 speech that aired on Media Matters, McChesney described a steady reduction in news reporting staff while warning of what he feared was coming.
So what we'll have, though, is not a lack of news. We're still going to have 24-channel news cycles. We'll still have some semblance of newspapers. We'll certainly have lots of what's called news online. But we'll have very precious little journalism. What we'll have instead is a golden age of spin and propaganda.
Multiple outlets report McChesney died Tuesday in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Champaign officials have taken the first step to identify and address housing needs facing residents. This week, the City Council voted to approve plans for a housing needs analysis and strategy. IPM Student Newsroom's Caitlin Devitt has more.
Since the pandemic, housing costs have risen for both renters and owners. And city employees told council members that 55% of Champaign renters are, quote, cost-burdened by their housing. The goal of the proposed analysis is to quantify and better understand Champaign's housing needs, and from there, create a plan to address those issues. Community development specialist Lauren Weber says the city will hire a consultant to guide this roadmap.
We can't say exactly yet what that roadmap will look like because it will be really informed by what we find in the needs analysis, but it will likely involve different programs and policies implementation strategies as well.
She expects the study to take about 15 months. I'm Caitlin Devitt, IPM News.
Tonight, the Ebert Center for Film Studies will have a showing of rare 1930s Japanese short films. IPM student reporter Aoyoshi Basu has more on how these delicate paper films are preserved and shown.
The Japanese Paper Film Project preserves films printed frame by frame onto paper, originally meant to be projected at home or in neighborhoods. Because the paper is so fragile, most regular preservation practices would damage the artifact, says lead coordinator Eric Faden.
I actually, in a kind of act of insanity, photographed one of the films frame by frame.
This was a four-hour process. To help, Faden and his team developed a new type of scanner that is especially careful with the film. The scanner is named Kyo Rin Rin, after a Japanese yokai spirit known to protect lost or forgotten scrolls. I'm Aoyoshi Basu, IPM News.
The free event starts at 7 p.m. tonight, Friday, March 28th, at the Spurlock Museum in Urbana. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with an Urbana couple who's redefining what it means to learn, grow, and heal together. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high of 80 degrees, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 59 degrees, southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with light rain and a high of 71 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 58 degrees. South wind 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 74 degrees. A few storms could become severe during the day on Sunday with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday roundtables, including a congressional committee asking the University of Illinois for information on students from China. They're citing, in part, concerns over espionage. Plus, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan is ending with the feast of Eid al-Fitr. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. An Urbana couple is redefining what it means to learn, grow, and heal together, especially for young people who have experienced trauma in their lives. As Dialogue host Kennedy Vincent reports, it's all centered around nature.
It's late March, and the Dialogue team took a trip to Ujima Nature Retreat and Wellness Center. It's on the outskirts of Urbana, just in time for the spring equinox. Ujima founders Banyo Koroma, or BK, and his wife Chanel Koroma wanted to offer their community something that's always been here but hasn't always been utilized: nature. The retreat center sits on over 7 acres of land. The center offers anyone who's visiting a chance to visit the lake, the campgrounds, there's an indoor cabin, and opportunities for the youth to plant seeds in the garden and learn more about community building. Banyo and Chanel told me about why they started Ujima.
And me and BK had already been investing in real estate. So we were like, what could we do with social work and mentoring and therapy and real estate? And we came up with a retreat center.
What has it been like to dream of doing this and then turn your dreams into a reality?
My whole ministry is working with youth for violence prevention, right? So some root causes are poverty, but I know it's a lot of youth there. They have negative influences, and now with social media, they have so many negative role models or just negative philosophies that is being pushed on them, and that they don't necessarily get a chance to see the other side of the coin. Like, what is it like to be out of nature, or what does it feel like to actually unplug? We first started doing youth camps here. One program that I started that was very popular is something called Manhood Training Camp. What I do is I bring the boys out here and I take them camping, fishing, kayaking. In nature, we do a big bonfire, do male bonding activities. But the whole key is to get them out of their toxic environments and out in a safe space in nature, and to actually be able to unplug and actually hear their thoughts and then find out who they really are.
The 2021 National Survey on Drug Use and Health found that of the 21% of Black Americans who had a mental health concern, only 39% of them received mental health services. This historical context is something that Chanel brought up. She explains more about what it was like in her journey as she approached her career as a therapist, wanting to create community care outside of four walls in a building.
Working in spaces that are clinical, cold, political, you know, it's just not conducive for healing. You know, as a therapist and studying therapy in school, actually, I feel like what I was learning didn't feel natural. It felt clinical. And I'm like, you know, I don't talk like that. And people who look like me don't talk like that either. And it feels actually awkward, you know? So like trying to redefine, like, what does it mean to heal? While therapy is great, I felt like the nature component was missing, because talking to you in the office is not the same as talking to you outside. And so I just felt like, you know, that can make a big difference, just being surrounded by things that help you de-stress naturally. I want learning to be engaging. I want it to be fun and relaxing and not sterile and patriarchal and, you know, all the things that just feel unnatural.
Learn more about the Ujima Resort in Urbana on the next Dialogue podcast. Listen to FM 101.1 Illinois Soul tomorrow at 11 a.m. or on Tuesday, April 1st at 7 p.m. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Caitlin Devitt, Jim Meadows, Ayoshi Basu, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.